From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
But I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, it's time to get started on Preakness Day 2024. We welcome you to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios, streaming on YouTube. And of course, all the other formats we have, like our local radio show, our anchor radio station. That is, of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of the other streaming we have at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android. We got them covered, too, with the apps. The KSHP app will get you listening to us, and the YouTube app will get you listening and watching us on the South Point Studios Network streaming at YouTube. We welcome all of you to the show, including all of you listening on podcasting. However, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show on this Preakness Day, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. And by the end of the day, we'll find out if we're going for a Triple Crown with the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, who is right now the favorite at Pimlico Racecourse. And, of course, as you know, the big news as far as the racing today at Pimlico, as it was yesterday, is the weather. Weather was okay yesterday. But right now, with 21 minutes to go until the first post time, with 14 races and 9 stakes races up for grabs that feature, of course, the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico, the track is labeled good. The turf course labeling will be to be announced, they say. to be announced. It's got to be between good and soft because it is raining there. Right now, it's raining 100%, and it'll keep raining 100% through the late part of the morning, and then it starts tapering off. And by the time we get to the Preakness Stakes, which will be just a little bit after 7 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, just a little bit after 4 o'clock Pacific time. At that time, there are going to be few showers left, about 31%, but it's going to be raining all throughout the day somewhere in Baltimore and, of course, at Pimlico Racecourse. Those are the conditions we have to work with today. It's really that simple, but it's another day of celebrating at Pimlico Racecourse with a big racing card there. We're going to do today what we did yesterday for the Black Eyed Susan Stakes card. I'm going to get Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo together. We're going to do like a mini seminar of the 9 stakes races available today at Pimlico, the 9 stakes races. Okay, so that's what we got coming up. Of course, Rich Eng will be along with us for his selections, Jerry Jackowitz as well. And so with any further ado, now that you know the conditions at Pimlico, let's do the racing menu. We're going to get that out of the way right at the top of the show. So here is the racing menu for today. It's a large one. We got a multitude of racetracks. Don't forget, first post times rebroadcast on this menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else on all of those other platforms that we have around the world in the many other different time zones that there are, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in. Don't want you to miss any of that action today, especially at Pimlico Racecourse. First post times are Pacific. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? 19 minutes to go until the first race at Pimlico Racecourse. First post time there is 7:30 this morning. 14 races, 9 stakes races. They'll roll out with the Skip Pack Stakes as the 4th. The Chick Lang is the 6th. The Gallaret is the 7th. The Maryland Sprint is the 8th. The James W. Murphy is the 9th. The Sir Barton is the 10th. The Jim McKay Sprint on the Turf is the 11th. The Dinner Party Stakes on the Turf is the 12th. And the 13th race is the biggie, the Preakness Stakes. 14 races overall. First post time, 7:30. And you have all of the other conditions. And, of course, we'll be going over those stakes races, well, as soon as we're done with the menu, etc. All right, we go next to, by the way, Pimlico Racecourse has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover today. They did hit the Pick 6, but it was more than one winner. They got a jackpot going there. The Pimlico Pick 6 jackpot today, $85,870. They had a record handle yesterday for the Black Eyed Susan's Day at Pimlico. Carryover in the Pick 6, again, $85,870. Belterra Park is next. Their first post time is 9:15. Delaware Park will kick off at 9:30 today. Belmont at Aqueduct, they've got 11 races. Their feature race is the $175,000 Vagrancy at 6.5 furlongs. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 6 go to the post on that one. Very competitive race there. Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time for their 11 races set at 9:35. Belmont at Aqueduct. And I would venture to say that the weather is not going to be so great there either. Track is fast. I guess, no, it's sunny. The rain went through. It's sunny there. 64 degrees sunny, and track is fast. Turf courses are firm, so let's get corrected on that. It's going to be a good day of racing there at Aqueduct as well. And we continue with Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a program today. 9:40 is their first post time. Monmouth Park with 10 races that include the Spruce Fir as their 8th and featured. First post time at Monmouth will be at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth Park. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $37,241. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, a couple of $95,000 stakes races. The Monroe is the 5th. The Roar is the 11th. First post time for their 11 races, 10:10 at Gulfstream. Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover there, $94,769. Woodbine is next. They have 10 races. The Ruling Angel is their 9th and featured at Woodbine. And a first post time there with a Super High 5 jackpot carryover of $54,784 is at 10:10. Hawthorne Racecourse is next. Hawthorne has 8 races. Their first post time at Hawthorne is set at 12:40. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita's first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon. Their feature race today will be the Ms. Direction Stakes. That's the 7th on the card. 10 races today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Emerald Downs will kick in with their racing card at 1:30 with their 8 races. Louisiana Downs has 7 races. Their first post time is 1:45. Golden Gate, Northern California, They'll kick in with their racing card of 8 races at 2:15. Churchill Downs will have a twilight card. So you'll be playing the races with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Churchill Downs' first post time is 3 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time. That's 6 o'clock on the East Coast. 11 races, too. Their feature races, the Louisville Stakes, is the 7th on the card. Wow, Churchill Downs, you'll be burning the midnight oil there. 3 o'clock first post here in Las Vegas on the Pacific time zone for Churchill. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $41,918. Canterbury Park kicks in today with an 8-race card. Their first post time is 3:15. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is also at 3:15. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. with a pick 5. A pick 5 carryover today at Charlestown, a regular pick 5, $57,582. Wow. Prairie Meadows, 8 races. The Golden Circle is their feature. First post time Prairie Meadows is at 4:30. Wrapping it up with Los Alamitos this evening. 9 races, 5 mixed, 4 quarter horses. First post time is 6:55 at Los Alamitos. And that is your race. Everybody wants to get in on the big day of racing centered at Pimlico Racecourse. But we'll be back with our handicappers and start going over those races, those stakes races today at Pimlico. Don't go away. We'll be right back on this Preakness Day.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Continuing on this Preakness Day, Race Day Las Vegas radio program, taking a look quickly at what happened yesterday in the stakes races. Started off with the Allaire DuPont Distaff. That was the 8th on the card. Shotgun Hottie proved too much as the favorite for the field there. Sherry DeVoe and Paco Lopez together, 360 on the win end there. Then you had the Hilltop Stakes at a mile on the turf. She Feels Pretty was the winner for John Velasquez. And Sherry DeVoe, again, she wins back-to-back stakes races yesterday at Pimlico. And she wasn't done yet. That Hilltop winner paid 320 as the favorite. In the race, Royal Wintour, a horse that one of our handicappers like took a bad step in the middle of the stretch there, turning for home. There was an inquiry, but there was no change in the order of finish there. The Miss Preakness Stakes won by Mystic Lake. Thank you very much, Jonathan Hardoon. He picked that horse on the show for us yesterday. Flavian Pratt aboard for the Safi Joseph Jr. Trainee, paying $13.60. Then we went to the Very One Stakes at 5 furlongs on the turf there. Future Is Now, was now, and won. Paco Lopez, second win of the day. Mike Trombetta, the trainer there at 460. You can see by the prices that there were a lot of favorites winning yesterday, but not in the Pimlico Special, which was the 12th race on the card. The big 3-5 favorite, King's Barn, got nailed at the wire by Jonathan Hardoon's selection on this show. And that was Pyrenees gets up to win for Jonathan at 12:20 for Brian Hernandez. And Sherry DeVoe's third stakes win of the day in the Pimlico Special. And then in the Black Eyed Susan, the winner there was Gunsong, which on the pace, close to the pace all the way. John Velasquez riding for his second stakes win of the day. Mark Hennig trained 6:60 for the win there, outrunning Corposo. And also third in that race, Call Another Play. And Jonathan Hardoon nailed the exacta when you heard him on the seminar yesterday. The $2 exacta there paid $21.40, so Jonathan did a great job there. Let's get started with our handicappers. Let's bring in Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo. Good Preakness morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ralph.
John. Good morning, Ralph.
Well, hey, Jonathan, you had a big day yesterday with your selections. I mean, there were a lot of favorites that happened yesterday, but you managed to pick out some of the horses that paid a little bit more, had a little bit more meat on the bone there. And Pyrenees, big win in the special.
Yes, she ran. He ran very well. John Lindo gave out some nice winners as well, including the Black Eyed Susan.
Yes, he did.
We did a good job.
You guys both did You guys did both did a good job, and that's why you're back today. And we're going to do the 9 stakes races today. Are you guys ready?
Ready to
go. Sir.
All right. Now, we got 11 minutes to post time for the first race of Pimlico. As we say, the track conditions right now, it's raining. The track has been sealed, but they call it good. And the turf, they're still waiting to give a condition for the turf course. They have now put it up. The turf course, they're going to start as good. They're going to start the turf course labeled good. You saw that race yesterday, Jonathan, as well as I did. One of the horses took a bad step in a soft part of the turf course. Looked like it went down. But then again, it looked like the horse that won the race kind of went over on him. It took a long time for the stewards to even get the objection or the inquiry sign. I mean, you saw it. I saw it live. I'm sure, John, you did too. And then they finally put the inquiry up, and it wasn't 1 minute, less than a minute, they say, no change.
Well, I think he clipped heels with another horse. I don't think he stepped in a soft spot. I think he clipped heels. It may have been the winner. I don't know. I mean, you know, you can't see from that angle. It's on the turn. It's tough. But you're right. They put up the inquiry sign just to put it up, I guess, so they don't hear the nonsense that they heard about the Derby, how they didn't put up an inquiry sign. So, but they took it right down, so much for that idea.
All right, here we go for today. Now, you guys will at least admit, certainly by the track bias yesterday, that you had to be on or near the lead, right, gentlemen?
I think speed certainly was
fair.
John?
Yeah, I mean, but if you had a preference, you wanted to be close up. No one came from out of the clouds, but
except Pyrenees. Yeah. I'll give you credit for that. Pyrenees came up. John, you see it the same way, right?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fair. Down the lane, I think you wanted to be off the fence a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you could save ground, but down the lane, you could pick up horses down the middle of the track.
All right, now today we've got 9 minutes to post time. Horses are in the paddock getting ready to go out in the post parade, and we already have the track conditions. Now, the first of the stakes races of the nine, in order we'll take them, is the fourth race, the Skip Pat Stakes, 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. I'll let John go first.
Okay, just for information, Ralph, the first race today was scheduled 5 furlongs on the turf. They did take the opener off the grass. That is on the main track. Everything else at this point remains on the grass. They're just trying to protect it, I think, for later on in the day. So,
yeah,
if you're playing that opener at Pimlico, you handicap it for the main track.
Yeah, 3 to 5 year old, 3 to 5 year old maidens going. They don't need to chop up the turf for that in the first race. That's
no,
for sure.
No, they don't. In the fourth race today, we're going to get a good line on this main track. There's a ton of speed in here. The 2 Late Frost, the 3 Disco Ebo, even the 1 horse Royal Poppy has to go. I think it sets up for number 4 Apple Picker. Who doesn't have a record on a wet track, but he gets the right pace scenario, been facing better horses. I think number 4, Apple Picker, stocks and pounces, probably has to run down number 3, Disco Ebo.
All right, Apple Picker, Sheldon Russell aboard. Jonathan, how do you see it?
I like the 3 Disco Ebo, a 5-year-old mare from the Robert Reed barn. This guy does a terrific job. This horse likes moisture in the track. You're getting Irod Ortiz. I like the 3 Disco Ebo. The 4, certainly the horse to beat here.
Okay, Irod riding Disco Ebo for you at 5-2 on the morning line, and Apple Picker, of course, 7-5 favorite in that Skip Hat. Then after the Skip Hat, we'll skip a race, and then we'll go to the 6th race, which is the next of the 9 stakes races. We'll get all the rest in order. The 6th race is the Chick Lang for 3-year-olds at 6 furlongs. That race goes about 10:28 this morning. And, of course, these are Pacific times we're talking about. A field of 8, no late scratches in this race as well as the Skip Pat. And the favorite in this race at 2-1 on the morning line is Frost Free with Irod Ortiz Jr. Jonathan?
I like the 2 Cats by 5, a 3-year-old called from the Steve Asmussen barn. Louis Sayers rides. The horse is listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I think this horse is making a big forward move today. I like number 2, Cats by 5.
All right, and as we take a look at the horses in the post parade, that track is sealed, but I can tell you there's a lot of moisture. I mean, it looks pretty sloppy to me, but it is sealed. They're not leaving divots real deep in it, so we'll wait and see about that. All right, John, I think you really like a horse in this race, don't you?
I do. This will be my radio play at Pimlico, and that's number 1, Mr. Skylight, who's gotten better with every start. And I think he falls into a trip here. Number 6, Frost Free, is very, very quick, but the 7, Catahoula Moon, and the 8, Classic Joker, are also quick. And if you look at Frost Free, the 2 races on wet tracks, they were able to run him down. I'm not sure he wants a wet track, so assuming that the track stays wet at least through the 6th race, I think Mr. Skylight gets the right trip. He's 3-1. Flavien Prat gets the call. That's a radio play for me, Ralph.
All right, so this will be your official radio play as well in the sixth race at Pimlico. Number one, Mr. Skylight, is John Lendo's radio play. And Jonathan Hardoon likes the horse right next to him, the two-horse Cats by Five. I want to remind everybody, I got to ask you guys now, with a sealed wet track, that could be favoring more speed-favoring horses, isn't it, Jonathan?
Well, in New York, when they seal the track in the winter, the whole winter, it was really a conveyor belt. But again, every wet track is different. You really should watch a race or two, try to get a feel for it. I mean, it's a long day. No need to jump in the first or second race. Let's see how the track is playing.
Well, we know that the first race starts off a multitude of pick fives for today. But in any case, John, you see it the same way, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing you might want to look if with the track being sealed tight, sometimes that helps that inside. It helps the rail tighten up. You talked about maybe the rail a little bit dead yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. You know, again, I'm going to go to school here and take a look. And, you know, it's supposed to be drying out through the day. So we're going to have different conditions as we go through the day. But, you know, the best we can do is watch and give our best opinion after what we see.
Well, as far as the weatherman is concerned, now, you know, we all take the weatherman as a like a handicapper. Sometimes he's hot, sometimes he's not. But he's got the rain pretty much going throughout the day, letting up right around 3 o'clock Eastern time to only 15%. But he's got the rain kind of established going throughout the day, although I can see right now on the screen that we're getting that you can't see any rain coming down right now in the first race with about 4 minutes to post time. All right, now we move to the seventh race. This will be the first stakes race on the turf. And as they say, the turf they have labeled good, although it might be a little bit more give than that. It's the Grade 3 Gallarette. It goes about 11:08 a.m. Pacific time. You got a field of nine that with three scratches, bringing it down to six in the field. Scratch number one, Sweet Danny Girl. The two, Dana's Beauty. And the eight, Ninja's Abario. Numbers 1, 2, and 8 are out of the Gallarette. 6 go to the post. And in this race, Fluffy Sock, 6-5 favorite, Irad Ortiz Jr. John?
Well, Fluffy Sock stands out on class. But the key to this race, Ralph, there is absolutely no pace. And Fluffy Socks is a deep closer. So you're going to, you know, take even money on Fluffy Socks and work against the race shape. But to be honest with you, I can't come up with an option. So, you know, by default, I ended up picking Fluffy Socks. But this is a race I'm not going to play, and if I have some rolling bets going, I might just buy the race, and hopefully somebody gets loose going slow on the front end, especially on a soft turf. I don't think number three, Blissful, who's the second favorite at 7-2, I don't think she wants a turf course less than firm. So this race is a real question mark to me.
Jonathan?
Well, down to a six-horse field, the only thing I could tell you, in my opinion, I think Fluffy Socks has lost the step. I think you want to try to beat this horse at a short price. And the horses I was interested in were the three, Blissful, and the five, Tequila Ira? I don't know. Something like that. The five horse. I like the three and five to try to beat the seven. I think she lost the step, and I don't even think she likes a soft turf either, so.
All right, so you're going to take the three and the five in this race, trying to beat that favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. And, of course, the favorite seven, Fluffy Socks, John Lindo. By default, I guess, John, you got that horse there. All right, the eighth race is the Maryland Sprint, 6 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. In a field of seven, now a field of six, scratch number five, Little Ruru. The five, Little Ruru, a big 30-1 long shot on the morning line, is scratched out of this race. So we got six contenders in this. It looks like a pretty tight race as far as the morning line is concerned. Prevalence is the 5-2 favorite with Irad Ortiz Jr. Jonathan?
I like the six horse in here, Prince of Jericho, Brittany Russell, Sheldon Russell. You know, they're a dynamic duo. The horse draws a good outside box. I think this horse is going to get a great trip in here. I like number six, Prince of Jericho, to win today's eighth.
All righty. And, John, how do you see this race?
I like the same horse, number six, Prince of Jericho. And I hope Sheldon Russell, the jockey, goes to school on the past performances, because the speed of the race, number three, Super Chow, has a bad tendency to lug out down the lane. I really hope Prince of Jericho can find a way to get inside of this horse around the turn and just wait for that opening when that other horse drifts out. I do think that opens the door for number one, Coastal Mission, and number two, Prevalence, they both like wet tracks. So the jockeys are going to be real important in this race, but I like Prince of Jericho in here.
Okay, you like Prince of Jericho as well, along with Jonathan Ardoon. So you both land on the Russell's horse there, Prince of Jericho. Any one of you two guys get the jockey for Super Chow, because I have it as blank right now. They were looking for a rider.
Oh, I got Javier Castellano.
You got Javier Castellano?
Correct, yes.
All right, so Javier picks up the mount on number three, Super Chow, Javier Castellano there. All right, now the ninth race is another race on the turf at a mile for three-year-olds, the James W. Murphy. By the way, the Maryland Sprint will go about 11:48 Pacific time. This one's going to go about 12:30 Pacific time. And we have a field of 12 down to 10, scratch numbers 1, Lucky Jeremy, and the 4, Twirling Point. That'll leave 10. And this, if you can beat Copper Tax at 7-5 on the morning line in this race, you're going to get paid off, it looks, at least from the morning line. John, how do you see this race?
Well, first of all, number 2, Copper Tax is main track only. So he's hoping this race comes off the turf later today. Would not be surprised if he's a late scratch if they hold on, stay on the turf there. So watch for the scratches there.
Okay.
As far as the race, you know, I thought Twirling Point was the one to beat who is now scratched. I'm going to go with a horse that's getting better, number 7, Crystal Quest. It's a big, long, striding Uncle Mo trained by Michael Trombetta. Never been on a soft turf, so that's a question mark. But this horse has a good finish in him, and there's some pace to set him up. Crystal Quest for me, Fulmineo ran well over a good surface at Aqueduct last fall. That was it had a little give to it, and it might get the same conditions today. So 7-12 for me.
All right. Jonathan?
I like a price horse here, Ralph. I like the number 3 horse, Massive. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 20-1 on the morning line, way too big a price. Again, the 2's going to come out if they stay on the turf. The 7-5 is for main track only, so Copper Tax is not going to run. And if he does run, well, then he should be, you know, 3-5, to be honest with you, because the rest of them can't really handle the dirt. But the race is going to stay on the grass in all likelihood. Take a small shot with number 3, Massive, 20-1 on the morning line.
Sheldon Russell is aboard this one, trained by his
wife.
Yeah, his wife is going to train that horse too. This horse on the morning line is 20-1. A case. What piques your interest in this horse?
He's sneaky. He's got some sneaky figs, Ralph, and I think he has a shot to really surprise. You got a lot of horses trying grass for the first time. 3 or 4 horses in the race are trying turf for the first time. This horse at least has a shot. And again, you're betting a price horse. You don't got to bet a lot, and you have a shot here at a big, big price.
Yeah, well, I'm sure all the listeners out there wanted to know exactly what piqued your interest, and you told us, and that's good. That one gets home, we're going to have steak and lobster for dinner, I guess. All right, now we move to the 10th race, the Sir Barton. That'll go about 1:10 p.m. Pacific time, a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. This named after the very first Triple Crown winner. 10 now down to 9 because we're scratching an important scratch here, folks. Number 8, Tuscan Sky, has been scratched out of the Sir Barton. He was the second choice on the morning line at 5-2, scratched the 8, Tuscan Sky. The 9-5 favorite, Corporate Power, gets Javier Castellano. Jonathan, what do you think?
The race goes through Corporate Power, but unfortunately, he will be a lot shorter than 9-5 with the late scratch of the 8. The 8 really looked like he had this field over a barrel, to be honest with you. But with him out, the 5 lays over the field on the figures.
All right, so you're going to go with the favorite in this race by virtue of the fact that the only horse you think that had a chance is now scratched. So Jonathan Hardoon likes the 5. Same for you, John. What do you see?
Yeah, I like Corporate Power. I think the blinkers on are going to help this horse. He's got a ton of ability, and he's still learning. I tell you what, Ralph, the scratch of Tuscan Sky really helps number 10, Imperial Gun, because they look like the 2 speed horses. So with the scratch of the other speed horse, Imperial Gun has a chance to get loose on the lead here, and he showed a lot of fight last time. Running with an informed Patriot, and I thought he ran a really good race. If he gets loose now, that changes the race. I'm going to go 2 deep in the rolling bets, number 5, Corporate Power, number 10, Imperial Gun.
Would you suggest then, and the single bet in that race, kind of an exacta box, 5-10, 10-5?
Yeah, again, it'll be based on value. They might end up the real strong first and second choice. In that case, I just won't play.
All right, you got it. We're now going to the 11th race as they're off and running at Pimlico. They're going into the far turn for the first race, and you got the six horse, your favorite in the race, Maximilian Dreams, that has the lead in the race. We'll wait and see if he can hold it. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and talk about the 11th race, which is the Jim McKay Sprint. It'll go about 1:53 p.m. Pacific time, 5 furlongs on the turf, full field of 12 with no scratches. And we'll go to John first to see who you like in this race, John.
A pretty wide open race. I like the horse coming back off the layoff. Number one, Groom's All Business, comes back as a gelding. So he hasn't raced since August. He has a history of firing fresh. He's got enough stocking speed where he can be right behind the speed. And then you have to find Jorge Ruiz, has to find a way to get him out. He won a couple of races yesterday, so he knows Pimlico. And an 8-1, he's the value of a wide open race. The defending champ, Beer Man Can, is post number 12 with Flavian Pratt for Phil D'Amato, so California connections there. He ought to get a stocking trip, and 5 furlongs is what he wants. After that, it opens up. Woody is a very honest late-running horse. I don't think Charging, number 10, wants a soft turf course, so again, the rain might affect him. And Boats of Rockin' has a chance here, too. This is a spread race in the rolling bets, but if I get 8-1 on the one Groom's All Business, I'm going to make a wager there.
All right, before we get to Jonathan, first race, they've crossed the finish line. The six horse, Maximilian's Dream, had an early lead, and it was a clear early lead, but he got run down in the race, bogged down on the inside there, gentlemen. Coming off the pace, the win was Irish Heartbeat, who broke from the rail in the 5-furlong race on the main track, but got off the rail and ran down in the middle of the track under Luis Saez to win, and he won easily. The six horse got caught by two other horses for second and third in the opener. That's just one race. You know, you can't draw a conclusion of one race, but that's the way it went there. We'll wait for the official. And, Jonathan, how do you see the Jim McKay?
I really like the 11 horse in here, Woody. This horse fires every time, Ralph. I think the inside may be not the place to be. I think you want to try to rally wide, because when it rains there, usually the water goes down towards the inside, which makes the inside of the turf course heavier. And I like the 11 here, Woody. I think this horse is going to get a great setup here.
Okay, so you like the 11, Woody, in this race, the Jim McKay on the turf at 5 furlongs, the 11 horse there. We now move to the Grade 3 Dinner Party Stakes. Goes about 2:52 p.m. Pacific time. 1 1/8 on the turf for three-year-olds and up. Scratch the 12 horse, fantastic again. The 12 is out. That'll leave 11 to go, the 1 1/8 on the grass. And in this race, pretty much a lukewarm favorite, and that is Emmanuel at 5-2 with Irad Ortiz Jr. So we'll ask Jonathan your suggestions on this first.
I love the number 9 horse in here, Beatbox. Sherry DeVoe yesterday, 3 winners. I'm sure she'll have another couple of winners today. She came to play. Everything she's sending out is running. This horse is really in top form now. Joel Rosario aboard to ride 5-1. I like number 9, Beatbox, to win the 12th.
All right, you're going to go with the hot ticket, Sherry DeVoe, in this race, Beatbox, with Joel Rosario, the 9 horse. John?
I tell you, I think Beatbox is definitely one of the ones to beat. I'm going to take a stand against number 10, Emmanuel, who I don't think, again, likes turf with a little give in it. So we'll the more it rains, the less I like number 10, Emmanuel. That makes it a gambling race. And I'm going to go with the California horse, number 3, Balnikov. He's based at Santa Anita, but he hates the Santa Anita turf. Every time he ships someplace else, he runs better. He ran good in the San Francisco Mile at Golden Gate. He has shipped to Kentucky and run well before. Frankie Dettori for Phil D'Amato. I think it's 6-1 there. He'll handle any kind of turf as long as it's not based in Arcadia. So the 3, Balnikov for me.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Beatbox definitely is your horse. You're going to use Balnikov in there with him a little bit?
Yeah, you can use whoever you want, but I like him the best. You know, after that, it becomes wide open. He ran very well last time out. You could use the 4, Tone. Yeah. You could use the 7, Andamo. 9 with 3, 4, 7.
All right. See, I got something out of you there. By the way, the first race is about ready to go official. It is now. The one horse, Irish Heartbeat, was the 2-1 second choice. The 9-5 favorite, the early pace setter, ran off the board. Balloon Price is second and third. So this trifecta exact is going to be great. And that was the 8 horse finishing second, and the 2 finished third. 1-8-2 official in the first. Winner paid $660, and the big prices are about to come A 12-1 ran second, 35-1 ran third, and both of those horses closed in behind the one horse in that race. All right, we go now to the main event, the $2 million Grade 1 Preakness at a mile and 3/16 for three-year-olds. This race goes, they say, about a minute after 4 p.m. Pacific time. Scratch the four, Muth. Everybody else is ready to go and run. We'll get your pick first, Jonathan, because I know you're pushing the clock here for another show. Go ahead.
Well, the way I'm playing this race, Ralph, is I want no part of Mystic Dan. I want no part of Catching Freedom. The only horse that I'm interested in that ran in the Derby would be Just Steel, and that's because he got a ridiculous ride that day and gets a rider switch to Joel Rosario. But I love the number 8 horse in here, Tuscan Gold. He's been doing everything right, 3 career starts. Brown's been pointing for this spot. He scratched out of the Peter Pan last week. I like number 8, Tuscan Gold. Play Exact is with the 2, Uncle Heavy, the 7, Just Steel, and the 9, Imagination. 8 over the 2, 7, and 9.
All right, Jonathan, before we get to John's pick for the Preakness, I know that we need a couple of plays from you on this show before we let you go. So why don't you give us this now, and then you're off and running.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct Race 8, a mile on the turf, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Ruse Rajiv Marat for Timothy Hills, 8-1 on the morning line. This horse has run well at Aqueduct in the past, should get a great trip in here. Number 2, Ruse, upsets and wins today's 8th. Then let's go to Santa Anita and look at race number 5, and this is a terrific betting race here, Ralph. I like the number 3 horse, Quagmire Magic, a 4-year-old gelding from the George Papadromo barn. This horse ran on May 11th. Today is May 18th, so that was 7 days ago. Drew a line through that race, wanted no part of the mile and an eighth, cuts back to 6.5 furlongs, a juicy 12-1 on the morning line. Ooh. Number 3, Quagmire Magic, upsets and wins today's 5th race at Santa Anita.
All right. If you're not doing well at Pimlico, you might want to get out in the 5th race with Jonathan's horse, 5th race, Santa Anita, the 3 horse, and back at Aqueduct in the 8th race, the 2 horse in the 8th. 3 big sheets he's got available today, of course, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Pimlico today. Jonathan, you did a great job. We'll let you run, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well, guys.
All right. Now we go to John. Now we go to John Lindo. John Lindo, how do you see the Preakness today?
I'm on the same horse as Jonathan. I think Tuscan Gold is the right horse. Chad Brown has won the Preakness twice with horses that he purposely skipped the Derby for. Came into the Preakness in both in their 4th lifetime starts, like Tuscan Gold, who got a good seasoning run in the Louisiana Derbies. He handled the mile in 3/16, no problem. You ought to fall into a good trip just behind the speed here. And again, a horse pointing to this race is what I'm looking for. So I think he was 7-2 in the betting after last night. Number 8, Tuscan Gold. I tell you, I think Catching Freedom has a chance in here just because, yes, he got a pace to set him up in the Derby, but he's also run well when he didn't have any pace to run into. He bounced out of that race in good shape. He's training well there. Flavien Prat aboard for Brad Cox. The racing gods have been kind to Mystic Dan. You know, Muth got sick. There's no speed drawn to his inside. He ought to be able to outrun the horses to his inside and get down to the rail, which is where Brian Hernandez wants to be. And it's raining, and he loves the wet track. So I don't like Mystic Dan in this spot, but I think he's getting every break he can possibly get to run well again. And the other horse for me, I think the benefit of the scratch is number 9, Imagination, for Phil D'Amato. Bob Baffert. That takes some of the speed out. He'll be able to get into a pressing spot from the outside. Frankie Dettori trying to win his first Triple Crown race. He's going to give 110%. So Imagination probably be the one to catch turning for home.
All right. Well, we know one thing for sure. We'll find out if Imagination likes this type of track, but by his past performances alone, he ought to just get out there from the outside, and Dettori ought to just send him as much as he can to the lead for that first turn. On that configuration of Pimlico, as you know, is a tighter turn than the final turn is. So in this race, you do like Tuscan Gold, but you're going to put him in the gimmicks with the Catching Freedom, Mystic Dan, and Imagination, right?
Yeah, that's the play for me. And the one thing we don't know about the California horses, Ralph, we can't even train on a wet track, so it's an unknown.
All right, John, before I get to your 2 selections for today, I want to just give you an update on the odds of the Preakness Stakes as the pools closed yesterday. This is how they closed yesterday. Mugatee is 21. Uncle Heavy is 7. Catching Freedom, 3. You got Muth, obviously, a scratched. Mystic Dan is also 3. Seize the Grade, 8. Just Steal, 9. Tuscan Gold is 7-2 and Imagination is 9-2. That, of course, before the betting windows opened today, this morning. By the way, the race book here at the Gold Coast is already open and people are filing in. So remember that, folks, for you, those of you coming down and enjoying the races with us. John, we'll take your two picks and we'll let you go.
Well, we went over the one in Pimlico today, race number 6, number 1, Mr. Skylight. I think he falls on a good stocking trip in there. He's 3-1 on the program.
Okay.
For the radio play at Santa Anita, let's go to race number 6. In the 6th race, Bob Baffert has a couple of fillies in here, but they're not his best, and they're going to take some money in here. I think it's a good spot for the first-time starter, number 7, Bolt Divine. This is a filly that's trained well, good gate work right coming into the race, an outside post. 4-1 on the morning line. Edwin Maldonado to pop her out of the gate. So number 7, Bolt Divine, race number 6, Santa Anita.
Gets the leading rider, still the leading rider at Santa Anita, Kyle Frey, huh?
No, this is Edwin Maldonado.
Oh, Bolt Divine is not That's Kyle Frey?
I might be wrong. I'll take a look.
Yeah, take a look. Maldonado, I got on the one horse, well-funded.
You're right. I apologize. I don't know why I wrote. I'm looking at the board there. It says Maldonado, but it is Kyle Frey.
Okay, and he's still the leading rider there, right?
Yes, he is, as going into this week.
Okay, now, the Linda Report today is 2 sheets, folks. It's got all the races at Santa Anita as it normally does, and it's got all of the stakes races. I think you started in the 4th race, as a matter of fact, and went through 4th through 13th races in the Linda Report for Pimlico, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, okay, so it's almost a full sheet there. And of course, suggestions in the Late Pick 5 at Pimlico, Late Pick 4 at Santa Anita, and all the goody information you need. He tells you all about the betting pools today, the betting format at Pimlico, a ton of Pick 5s, a ton of Pick 4s like yesterday. They had a record handle yesterday. I assume they're going to have a record handle today, right off the two big record handles from the Kentucky Derby weekend, the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby Day. So, folks, this game ain't dead. It's full and alive, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph, good luck today, and grab one of those hot dogs at the South Point.
And we're going to make sure that everybody grabs one of the Linda Reports, this free of charge, complimentary, only here in Las Vegas, only here at the South Point, free of charge for the race players, because they love race players. Come on down. Thanks a lot, John.
Good luck.
All right, we're going to be back with Rich Eng. He's up next, so don't go away as we continue on this Race Day Las Vegas Preakness Day show, Las Vegas style.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas Show for this Preakness Day show. And yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, an $82 winner in the 5th race ignited a lot of good payoffs in the Pick 5, Pick 4. The Pick 5 paid $39.48.50. Pick 6 yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, $25,202 and change. And on the day, Kendrick Carmouche had 3 wins on the card. And Jonathan Ardoon's horse came very close to winning that his pick in the sixth race, ran second. And as far as Pimlico, by the way, in addition to all of the results we gave you, Jorge Ruiz had three wins on the card yesterday, so keep him in mind for today at Pimlico. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good Preakness morning to you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
I want to also congratulate you. You gave us a nice winner in the third race yesterday at Santa Anita. Dark Marcus got there. Steve Knapp won the first three races yesterday at Santa Anita. That third one was your pick on the show, Dark Marcus. And I got to tell you, it was kind of a weak card yesterday because the horse that you gave out that did win was 0 for 21. But you said in your comments that it was a horse that had finally found a field it could probably beat. And the same went for the last race winner. Strikingly, was 0 for 17, and he finally found a field he could beat. So let's hope they pick it up a little bit today, that's for sure. Well, how do you see the Preakness Stakes today, Richie?
Well, you know, I picked a horse called Catching Freedom in the Kentucky Derby, and then I had that future buck bet on Forever Young and came close. But I'm going right back to the well, Ralph. I like the number three, Catching Freedom. You know, one of the angles for me, I know I heard both John and John talking about, you know, Tuscan Gold being appointed for the race by Chad Brown, and he's won two Preaknesses using that trend. But you know, the thing with Catching Freedom, Ralph, is that the trend the last few years is for Kentucky Derby horses to skip the Preakness except for the winner. So for Chad Brown, for Brad Cox to decide to come back in 2 weeks, he must absolutely love the way his horse is doing and love his chances. And Brad, that's good enough for me to back Brad Cox. So we'll go with the three, Catching Freedom in the Preakness.
And remember, folks, the winner of the Kentucky Derby is there, Mystic Danby. He's going for the Triple Crown. But the second and third place finishes are staying home. Catching Freedom was fourth in the Kentucky Derby. So in this Preakness Stakes, Richie, you like the three, Catching Freedom. All right, well, let's take a look at what you might like at Santa Anita after that winner for us yesterday. You're on a streak, buddy.
Yeah, we're having a good week, 3 for 3, and if Catching Freedom makes it 4 for 4, let's see if we can go 5 for 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to take on, set up a Scirocco play in the sixth race. Bob Baffert has an uncoupled entry, and I like the one horse, Well-Funded. That's part of the Baffert he's using, Edward Maldonado. The angle I like with this, Ralph, is that when he debuted and he was a big favorite for Drayden Van Dyke, I remember the race, he was trying to get Drayden Van Dyke started again with his comeback, and this horse ran well, ran second, and then he went long on the grass last time, and that's an interesting pattern for Baffert, is that when he goes long, then he cuts back to a sprint again. I mean, he did use that last race for conditioning, So Edwin Maldonado rides for me. Let's go with the one, Well-Funded, in race six at Santa Anita.
All right, sixth race at Santa Anita. You like the one, Well-Funded. Of course, John Lendo came earlier with the seven, so that sets up another Scirocco play, the exacta box of 1771 and the sixth. Your play is the one in that race at Santa Anita. Richie, before I let you go, I know that you did extensive work for today's Preakness card on your selections. They can get it at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website, along with today's Santa Anita card as well. But when you did that report, did you do that report as the racing conditions, as far as the tracks are concerned, that prevailed today?
You know what, Ralph? I basically, quite frankly, did it for Fast and Firm. It's because I cannot project the weather. I know they were talking about rain, but you know, if I had made selections for sloppy and soft and it didn't rain, I would have looked like an idiot. So, You know, I went with Fast and Firm. And, well, you know, the first race, my top pick won the race. So At least one for 14. I'm not going to get shut out there, Ralph.
Well, there's, you know, sometimes horses race just as well in the off going as they do on a fast racetrack and a firm turf course. So we'll wait and see about that. But I had a listener to ask me to ask you that, and so I did. And we want to thank you so much for your contributions on the show. And we will let you enjoy the Preakness, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now, you know that I had several of the bookmakers here at the South Point that were on the show for the Kentucky Derby special. And I asked the sports director, Chris Andrews, to give me a pick for the Preakness Stakes. And so I'll give you his pick. He texted me earlier today, and here's what Chris says. Chris Andrews, of course, the director of the sports book here at the South Point. He He said, I'm going with Imagination. Not a lot of speed in the race. I think that Dettori takes him to the lead and wires the field. A first Triple Crown race for Frankie and another one for Baffert. So Chris Andrews likes Imagination as well as some of the other handicappers here on the show as well. Vinny didn't get back to me and Alex didn't get back to me. So I guess they do not have strong opinions for the Preakness Stakes. That's for sure. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz to wrap up this Preakness show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right. Your thoughts on the Preakness?
Well, I would start by saying just how, because Chris just spoke about wiring the field, and it could really well happen. Imagination has plenty of early lick. Just that I think a horse like Just Steel has plenty of, also could have a lot of speed. And so, you know, it might end up that there'll be two horses on the front end. That won't bother me. I'll still agree with him, though, that Imagination's the right horse. I think on time, you know, missing the Kentucky Derby is a benefit to him, and he should then be able to actually use his previous prep race, the
Santa Anita Derby,
as a prep and actually push him forward in form. And Just Steel maybe too has that, although I'm not taking that view, but I could see where he did so little running, just did a little early running in the Derby, that maybe the Derby didn't take that much out of him. I don't know, but you might have that view on Just Steel. I'm sort of not, I don't know, I might include him in my exotics, but I don't have that view. I think Imagination sort of is perfectly timed for this race, and I think everybody else is poorly timed for it.
So I guess then you would suggest that Imagination would be a good play on top to an Exacta, maybe, with Just Steel, who is at 15-1 on the morning line. So that would be the...
I think I'd include Just Steel underneath, but the horse that I like best for second is really Catching Freedom, and then maybe Tuscan Gold on a trainer angle. But Catching Freedom seems to be moving through his races pretty well. And when he raced at Churchill Downs, he did kind of get a good trip on the inside. So I don't think that the trip was that hard for him. And so it might actually help move him forward, because he didn't overexert himself, in my opinion. He still might have another development cycle in him. So I would definitely use Catching Freedom. Mystic Dan, I'm sort of down on. I think that he's a really good bounce candidate. It looked to me like in the last 100 yards of the Derby, he was finished.
And okay.
He just, you know, he tried his hardest. I mean, the horse was fantastic in his effort.
Right, right.
But that fantastic effort he made to get himself over the line first, I think will work against him today. So
all right.
I'm not a big Mystic Dan fan today. So my play is sort of Imagination of a Catching Freedom, Tuscan Gold, Just Steel. And I'll add Mystic Dan in just because he deserves credit for how good he ran.
Okay,
how hard he ran last.
All right, you got it. We want to expound too much on the race. We get your point. You like the 9 over those other horses as well.
Yeah.
A couple of nice winners for us yesterday on the show at Santa Anita. A reverse play that came in, and so that worked out real well. And let's get some picks.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some picks today quickly.
Yeah, it was a tiny field, and we got a huge price.
Big price, yeah. Big price on a tiny field. That was really good.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Aqueduct. Let's go to race number 11. Just Deny, or Just Denny, I don't know. For Danny Gargan, the one horse looks really good to me. The filly, I should say.
Okay.
I just love her shipping in from Keeneland. I'll take the 1 over the 3, 4, 7, and 9, do reverses, but the 1, Just Deny.
All right. The 1 horse in the 11th race at Aqueduct, 1 over 3, 4, 7, 9, and reverse quickly, Santa Anita.
Let's go to the 4th. We've got the 5, Get Me Dusty. It's a good day for dusty horses. The 5 over the 3, 6, 7, do my reverses. But the 5, get him dusty.
All right, get him dusty. The 5 horse over 3, 6, 7 and reverse in the 4th at Santa Anita. Jerry J's Power Pages for Santa Anita and at Aqueduct are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. He also includes the Preakness Stakes in those Power Pages, both of them as well. Well, it's Preakness Day, middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Will we be going for a Triple Crown? We'll wait and see for tomorrow. In the meantime, one more thing to say today. Jerry's going to say it.
great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.